Quo vadis? That schools are broken is one terrible thing, but you are meant to stand far above that. You are meant to be more than just self-educating. You are meant to be powering up. Oh, that is all too human. It doesn't even matter what is coming. You are to learn great things as a function of merely being human. You are meant to become a great being. You are meant to move mountains. A world that does not emphasize greatness will become a world of actors, performers, pretenders. These kinds of people are not well. They just put on a proud face and go with the flow. Remember that being manipulated by an actor is imperceptible. That is the definition of manipulation. I think all that liars want is not to be caught. Hence the energetic effort at projecting leadership. Real leadership is about preventing dead ends, not waiting until all but desperate choices are available. A world that does not emphasize greatness will lack the necessary wisdom to build schools to provide safety. Oh, humanity does come together, and more often than not, fixes everything at the very last second. But that is not how it is done. Foresight and comprehension, wisdom and greatness is how it is done. Last-second prevention can fail sometimes, at random. And it is not who we are anyway. On the other end, we can't hope to fix things by means of destruction. We learned that from the Hydra that grows two heads in place of the one that was just cut off. In short, destruction magnifies hate. And we are creators, not destroyers anyway. We have to set kindergarten-level ideas aside and understand that wisdom and greatness are the true forces of change. They are forces of creation, of bringing understanding, of setting people free from prisons whose walls they cannot see. Borders do not make humanity better or more stable. If anything, they are used to mislead and harm those who are most vulnerable. Humanity, in reality, has no rulers. It is far too vast, too noble, too beautiful, and far too collectively wise. We have people who take care of paperwork so that we can take care of our lives. But those are not leaders. They should not decide on matters that steer entire humanity. They just need to take care of the paperwork and move on. Only humanity can set its own course, and we need to understand that. We are one family, one blood, and we all have to rise. We have to look far into distant futures, equipped with knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. Our most important duty is to make sure that the little ones have a beautiful, great, and cheerful future ahead.